Deus in auditorium meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvando me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
O merciful Creator, hear, in tender pity bow thine ear. Accept the tearful prayer we raise in this our fast of 40 days. Each heart is manifest to thee. Thou knowest our infirmity. Repentant now we seek thy face. Impart to us thy pardoning grace. Our sins are manifold and sore, but spare thou them who sin deplore, and for thine own name's sake make whole the fainting and the weary soul. Grant us to mortify each sense by means of outward abstinence, that so from every stain of sin the soul may keep her fast within. Blessed three in one, and one in three, Almighty God, we pray to thee, that thou wouldst now vouchsafe to bless our fast with fruits of righteousness.
Christ was scourged and treated with contempt, but God's right hand has raised him up. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountain. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Christ was scourged and treated with contempt, but God's right hand has raised him up.
The blood of Christ washes away our sins and makes us worthy to serve the living God. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name give the glory. For the sake of your love and your truth, lest the heathen say, "Where is their God?" But our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he wills. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nostrils, but they cannot smell. With their hands they cannot feel. With their feet they cannot walk. No sound comes from their throats. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Sons of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. He remembers us and he will bless us. He will bless the sons of Israel. He will bless the sons of Aaron. The Lord will bless those who fear him, the little no less than the great. To you may the Lord grant increase, to you and all your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to men. The dead shall not praise the Lord, nor those who go down into the silence. But we who live bless the Lord, now and forever. Amen. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The blood of Christ washes away our sins and makes us worthy to serve the living God. Christ bore our sins in his own body, so that we might die to sin and be alive to all that is good. Christ suffered for you and left you an example to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong, no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter it with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us dead to sin could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds, you were healed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Christ bore our sins in his own body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and be alive to all that is good. A reading from the book of Acts. My brothers, it was to us that this message of salvation was sent forth. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their rulers failed to recognize him, and in condemning him they fulfilled the words of the prophets, which we read Sabbath after Sabbath, even though they found no charge against him which deserved death. They begged Pilate to have him executed. Once they had thus brought about all that had been written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. Yet God raised him from the dead. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your cross you have redeemed the world,
we praise you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
It is written, I will strike the shepherd and his flock will be scattered. But when I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see me, says the Lord.
Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatum medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius a progenies in progenies, timensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui. Deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inane. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
It is written, I will strike the shepherd and his flock shall be scattered. But when I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee. There you shall see me, says the Lord. Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance, so that we may share the glory of your resurrection. May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us. Look with love on those who suffer because of our indifference. Come to their aid
and turn our uncaring hearts to works of justice and charity. You humbled yourself by being obedient even to accepting death, death on a cross. Give all who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance. Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory, and bring us at last into their friendship.
Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Almighty and ever-living God, who as an example of humility for the human race to follow, caused our Savior to take flesh and submit to the cross, graciously grant that we may heed his lesson of patient suffering and so merit a share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God. Hail to thee, Queen of the Heavens. Hail, Our Lady, Ruler of Angels. Long live the root and the portal, whereby earthly light is risen. Rejoice, maiden great in glory, over others bright and lovely. Farewell, O foremost in beauty, and for us give Christ thine entreaty.